AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With Republicans taking control of the House, it means Nancy Pelosi will no longer be Speaker of the House.
A new day is dawning on the horizon, and I look forward, always forward, to the unfolding story of our nation.
Pelosi announced today what's ahead for her.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
Pelosi had been leading the Democrats in the House for nearly 20 years. The announcement also comes after the brutal attack on her husband, Paul, last month in their San Francisco home. A Dutch court convicted three men of murder for their role in shooting down a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet with a Russian surface-to-air missile, killing all 298 people aboard as it flew over a separatist-controlled region of eastern Ukraine in 2014. This man's relative was killed on the plane.
Now, justice for me is when an independent court gives its verdict. And they had to weigh every evidence and also the information the defense of Kulatov gave them, and in the end they have reached a conclusion, and this conclusion is justice.
The convictions, along with the life sentences handed down to two Russians and a pro-Moscow Ukrainian who were tried in absentia, were seen as directing the blame for the jet's downing at the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin, even though the Kremlin has always denied any connection to it. Officials say three U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have been wounded after exchanging gunfire with people on board a suspected smuggling vessel off the coast of Puerto Rico. Raymond Flanks, a man who spent nearly four decades behind bars for a 1983 killing, won his freedom after New Orleans prosecutors joined defense lawyers in asking to have the murder conviction overturned. This is AP News. The British government is raising taxes on windfall profits for energy companies to try to boost the economy.
The plan will see $65 billion worth of tax increases and spending cuts as Britain's new Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, attempts to improve his nation's economic credibility.
In the face of unprecedented global headwinds, families, pensioners, businesses, teachers, nurses, and many others are worried about the future.
With that introduction, the Chancellor unveiled to Parliament a package that he said would help tame inflation and rein in public debt whilst bolstering the economy. Facing pressure to tap huge profits of oil and gas, Hunt announced he will raise a windfall tax from 25 to 35% for a four-year period starting in January 2024. Karen Chamas, London.
Britain's inflation rate accelerated to a 41-year high in October. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.